Dang it. What was I saying? The human dongle.
Oh, get your finger out of my eye.
Way better now that you've stopped touching it.
Yes, I was...
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
Hey, how's it going?
Living the dream. How are you?
I am also living the dream. I'm doing it from the comfort of my bedroom right now. Are you that lucky?
Yeah. I am not near that lucky. So, but you've got this comfy office chair.
Okay. You're the principal of a middle school?
No, Oak Ridge Elementary.
So, okay, yes, so how is the insanity today? The day after Halloween, kids are all sugar-dosed up. How bad was it?
So far, it's been good because most of those students have called in sick. Okay. We like to call it the Halloween hangover.
All right, I like it. So, how's it going? You had a pretty good chat, and I didn't get to be a part of it. I'm really sorry.
Well, it was a lot better than I expected it because at first I was like, you know, discipline can be kind of a touchy subject for some. I think it had some really good discourse and ideas that were shared.
No, I do too. We recorded that episode earlier today. I've got, you know, a lot of times whenever I do these recordings, I get you guys first and I, you know, ask – you know, what your plans were or what your plans are. So I've got the chat fresh in my brain and, man, it's a tough subject for me for sure. I fight the angel and the demon of consequences on my shoulder all the time. Part of me is like, you know, we've got to train these kids to be a part of a society that expects X, Y, and Z. And then part of me is like, aren't we always trying to do it better than the last guy?
Right. Exactly. And that's what I loved about it too, because I spoke with Ann Beck about it beforehand and after, and I was kind of nervous about it because I feel like with discipline, you know, you never conquer it. It's a continual process. At least it should be. Always, you know, rehashing why you made certain decisions, not becoming complacent. But I felt like I grew a lot even leading the chat, just with ideas that people were throwing out.
Yeah, I thought that there were a lot of really good ideas, like think tracks where kids are walking instead of like being, right, you know, held inside. They're out, you know, at least working out. And I know I was at a school in North Tulsa, and we did a lot of yoga one year, and that really cut down on discipline.
Yeah, we've kind of started this shift at Oak Ridge that I feel like we're trying to, you know, and I use discipline loosely. I mean, you know, in quotations, discipline of keeping the physical element of their brain engaged as we are trying to talk them through these things.
Yeah.
And so I've personally tried to make it a habit of, like, if I'm talking to a kid, whether it's a big thing or a small thing, as long as I still have kind of that confidentiality, we're walking the building as we're talking.
Yeah, I like that.
Instead of just sitting in the office, just so that they can, I don't know, I feel like it breaks some stereotypes of discipline.
No, that's great. So what works in your building that probably wouldn't work at the high school level, and vice versa? What works at the high school level that you'd just never be able to do at your level?
Yeah, so I thought about this a lot with the chat because I taught at the high school level, was an assistant at the middle, and now a head at the elementary.
Okay.
And so I didn't want to gear every question towards elementary because I felt like that was kind of, in my opinion, easier
sure.
to do some innovative discipline things. And so I feel like, obviously, with, you know, the whole question about what are your thoughts on taking away recess or what are some alternatives, it's way easier to still get those kids to have physical activity because you can still have people supervising them walking during recess or things like that. And so that's one thing I'm still kind of mulling over in my brain is how would that play out at the secondary level whenever we're segmented into such strict time limits?
Right.
And so I think that recess part of still being able to get kids to have that physical movement would be harder at the secondary level and then vice versa. You know, I think that plugging kids into a home, whether it's extracurricular activities, co-curricular, whatever it is, at the secondary level, sometimes that's when you figure out where a kid might have a passion is in the principal office, whether it's art that they love, whether it's music, whatever it is. And then you can start to hook that kid in with those conversations. And I think at the elementary level, sometimes we don't do a good enough job of having those extracurricular or co-curriculars to hook those kids into.
Sure. One of my favorite questions, because I was taken through the ringer on Twitter once a year or so ago, revolves around parental support. Man, I'll just be honest. It drives me nuts when parents aren't involved. I know we've got parents that work 2 and 3 jobs. My mom was one of them that was not engaged and, working 2 jobs. Like, I get that world. But school would have been a whole lot easier if she was, and if the school could have worked around her 2 schedules, you know, versus just the doors being open from one time to the other. How do you deal? I mean, at the elementary, I would assume you have a little more parental support than maybe the high school level. Am I right there?
Yeah, I think we definitely do have more parental support. I think it looks a little bit different as well, too, because, you know, most parents at the elementary level are making sure their kids get home safely and doing this or that. There's just more supervision that they must provide, and that leash kind of gets longer when they get to the secondary level. And so I think that's kind of a natural thing, but I think we also struggle with some parental things as far as sometimes I feel like it's easier for a parent to keep their kids at home when they're in elementary, you know, with attendance type of problems and sure. things like that too.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do you do when there isn't that parental support? I mean, that was the question. What does Seth and your school and your community do when that parental support isn't there?
So we have started to shift, and all of this takes time, you know, it's mindset shifts with operational shifts. And so what we're working on right now this year, and my teachers are doing an awesome job, is, you know, we're having these monthly student care meetings where we're talking about academics, possible medical needs, or just trying to hone in on what kids may need. And we're lucky to have some LPCs that work in our district where these meetings facilitate conversations about just kind of services that may not be offered currently to kids.
Now, what's LPC? So,
just professional counselors. More clinical style of counselors.
Okay.
And so our district has really invested heavily in those professionals. And so they kind of have their group of schools that they work with. And so to be able to help provide kids with that clinical counseling as well, too.
Okay. Now, I always see it once, I like see what the acronym is once it's pointed out to me, but initially I'm just like, what are those letters? Yeah. What can I put together? And I never get it. I apologize.
Yeah, no, that's me just talking fast with okay. the lingo. That's my fault.
Okay.
That's my fault. So one of the things that I love that another principal in their school started in Moore this year, and maybe they did it last year, but I just found out about it. Sky Ranch Elementary, their principal is Amy Braun. She's fantastic.
Love her. And, she came and spoke to our class.
Like, oh, really?
At grad, yeah.
She is a principal leader in our district, and she and her team serve a population that needs some intensive help.
Yeah.
Just beyond the school day as well, too. And so they've created families within the school. And so
that's awesome.
Yeah. And so on a large scale, there are multiple grade levels, you know, kind of like what a secondary school would do with an advisory period, but kind of expanding beyond that. So say this person is considered your parent during the school day, if need be. So maybe it's a reading log that needs signed, or maybe it's someone who they can just go check in with to get a pick me up in the morning, or maybe every morning they just need to start their day off with some life spoken to them. That teacher or staff member is considered their parent within the family.
We did that. That's so simple. That is such a simple fix to something, right. And it costs no money. We did that at church camp this year. It was my first time to go with my kids, and I ended up being some camp mom. But even these kids at church now, every time they see me, they're still like, "Mom," and you know, yeah. I get big hugs, and that can go so much further than I think than I ever really realized. That is so awesome and free.
And when I heard her talk about that, you know, that's obviously an easy thing, and sometimes we miss the easy things because we're so rushed constantly.
Sure.
And so we have implemented similar things like that for our kiddos that really just need that accountability or just need that shoulder or anything like that. And it's the teachers who know who those kids are most of the time. You know, they're the ones that can assign them and know who would be best fit with this teacher's personality. And it's just been a really cool thing.
Yeah.
To see some of our teachers just invest in that.
That's awesome. Now, I know you got to run, but are you reading a book? You're in school, so like you have to read all the time. Are you reading for fun anything?
I'm not reading for fun right now. currently
I'm with you. I feel you.
Currently procrastinating on a few assignments right now. And so that reading will come probably winter break is when it'll come. But no, not right now.
All right. No, I do
what about
feel
you.
I've got a few here on my nightstand. I've got Reclaiming Surrendered Ground, and I've got one that I just got in the mail. Gosh, I can't remember the name of it. I haven't opened it, but that's one of those wintertime books that's coming too. But I got them stacked up in like order of I hope to get to.
So do you ever start a book and then like put it down for 3 months because you get so busy?
Yes, all the time.
So I started one, now that you asked me that, is Fantastic Voyage by Lee Rowland.
Okay.
Was a Putnam City principal for years and had an awesome turnaround. And I know some of his teachers that worked there, and he just retired. And I picked that book up and read like half of it in a couple hours and then got busy and have not picked it back up yet, but I need to.
So will you finish it before you start a new one?
Probably.
Okay.
Probably.
All right.
I need some closure.
I got it. I got it. How much further do you have in your program? Do you see a light yet?
We are almost done with semester 4 of 10.
So no light. Okay.
But fantastic people in our cohort so that we all keep each other going.
Well, I got to tell you, Annie is probably one of my best friends. She and I have done more than educators should do together if they're going to remain friends, but we have, and she's given the endorsement of Seth. So I do really look forward to the day we get to meet IRL.
That would be awesome. She's my long-lost sister. I do have a real sister as well, too. But she is a long-lost sister for me. We never knew we were siblings till we met a year ago.
I love her. Well, have an awesome day. Thank you so much for the time. And just have a great day.
All right. You too, Aaron. Take care.
Only saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma, oh,